Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. In yesterday's Perek, we saw David evidence true leadership abilities, uniting a disparate and disgruntled assortment of people into a unified group with a positive sense of purpose. While his attempt to seek refuge and support from the Kohanim and Nov ended in tragedy, he immediately accepted his share of the responsibility and promised to shelter and protect Eviatar, the only surviving Kohen of Nov. At the same time, Shaul's leadership declined, and his own officers refused to carry out the immoral sentence he had issued against the Kohanim of Nov, while Doeg Ha'edomi, in his venomous campaign against David, carried out Shaul's will. From the opening verse of today's perek, it seems that the people were beginning to get the message that Shaul's obsessive pursuit of David has blinded him to greater national concerns, while David was gaining power, and his reputation of acting in the best interest of the people was spreading. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Vayagidu leDavid leMor, Hine plishtim nilchamim bekeila, vehema shosim et hagranot. And they told David that the Plishtim were fighting against Ke'ilah and plundering the threshing floors. Ke'ilah is mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua as one of the border cities of the tribe of Yehuda, and we will soon see that it is a heavily fortified city, which is unsurprising given its close proximity to the border with the Plishtim. Da'at Sofrim comments that the Plishtim had become aware of the internal chaos in the government of Israel at this time and took advantage of it to attack, which sounds somewhat uncomfortably familiar and speaks to why learning Tanakh and paying attention to its lessons is so relevant and important. David's response stands in stark contrast to Shaul's in a similar situation. Before taking action, David consults with Hashem. Pasuk bet Vayish'al David ba'Hashem le'mor, Ha'elech v'hikiti ba'plishtim ha'ele? Vayomir Hashem el David, Lech v'hikita ba'plishtim, ve'hoshata et ke'ila. Shall I go out and defeat these plishtim? David asked Hashem, and Hashem said to David, go, and you will defeat the plishtim and save ke'ila. While Radzak explains that, as we shall soon see in the text, when Eviatar had escaped from Nov, he had brought the Urim v'tumim with him, and it was this method that David employed to consult with Hashem. Da'at Sofrim, however, maintains that David approached Hashem in tefillah, and he cites several references in Sefer Tehillim, and that Hashem answered him, Beruach HaKodesh, with a low-level prophecy. David's followers were unconvinced, saying, we're afraid for our lives even here, in the stronghold of Yehuda, where we are protected by the members of your tribe. Dare we venture forth to Ke'ilah to fight the Plishtim, when our own security would be compromised, and the surrounding people in that area are untested in their loyalty to you? So David again consulted with Hashem, and again said, Hashem said, go down to Ke'ilah, for I will deliver the Plishtim into your hands. Malbim explains that the men were not convinced by the first time around, the first answer, because it seemed somewhat equivocal to them. V'hikita ba'plishtim. You will kill of the plishtim, rather than v'hikita et ha'plishtim, meaning that you will kill all the plishtim. So, and also, he says, the first answer could be understood as limited to David himself. You yourself will be victorious, but it doesn't speak of any kind of miraculous victory. The second time around, Hashem promises that he will deliver the Plishtim into David's hands. So the second time, fortified by that prophecy, David and his men went down to Ke'ilah and fought the Plishtim. David led away their livestock and struck them a great blow, and he saved the inhabitants of Ke'ilah. In a verse that is apparently out of chronological order, the text now informs us that when Eviatar had sought refuge with David, he had brought the ephod containing the Urim v'Tumim along with him. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7, Vayugad l'Shaul, kiva David ki'ila, vayomer Shaul, nikar oto Elokim biyadi, ki nisgar lavo be'ir latayim uvriach, Shaul was told that David had come to Keilah, and he said to himself, "Well, Hashem has delivered him into my hands, for he's now trapped in a fortified city with locked doors." So Shaul summoned the people for war to go down to Keilah to set siege to the city in order to capture David and his men. And David knew that Shaul was plotting against him, and he called to Eviatar, "Bring forth the ephod, that he might consult with Hashem." Vayomer David, "Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shamoa Shama Avdecha ki mevakesh Shaul lavo al Keilah l'shachet la'ir ba'avuri." David said, "Hashem, God of Israel, your servant has heard that Shaul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account. Hayisgireni va'alei Keilah v'yado? Hayered Shaul ka'asher Shama Avdecha? Hashem Elokei Yisrael, hagedna la'avdecha." Vayomer Hashem, "Yered. Will the people of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Will Shaul indeed come down as your servant has heard? Please, Hashem, God of Israel, tell your servant." And Hashem answered, "He will descend." Rashi cites the teaching of Chazal that David erred by asking the Urim v'Tumim two questions at once. And from the fact that only the second was answered, we may derive that he asked out of sequence and should have asked first whether Shaul would descend and then whether the people would hand him over in order to save themselves. This is an indication of David's state of mind. He is clearly perturbed at having placed so many people in danger. He doesn't want a repeat of Nov, where an entire city was destroyed on his account, nor does he want to endanger the men who are with him. So having confirmed that Shaul is indeed on his way to capture David, David asks again, "Will the people of Keilah turn me over to Shaul?" And the answer was affirmative, "Yes, they will." So to prevent a recurrence of the massacre of Nob and to protect the men who were with him, David arose and left Keilah with his men, about 600. Note that the number here has increased since he left the cave at Adullam, and they wandered from place to place. And Shaul was told that they had left Keilah, so he refrained from advancing. Pasuk Yudalet, verse 14, "Vayeshev David bamidbar bam tzadot, vayeshev bahar bamidbar zif, vayivakshehu Shaul kol hayamim, velo nitano elokim biado." David stayed in the wilderness in strongholds that were afforded by the landscape and alternating with the mountains of the wilderness of Ziph. Shaul pursued him throughout this time, but Hashem did not deliver him into his hands. David saw that Shaul was determined to seek his life, and David was in the forest of Ziph. Pasuk Tet Zayin, verse 16, "Vayakam Yehonatan ben Shaul, vayelech el David chorsha, vayechazek et David, vayechazek et yado belokim." Yehonatan, the son of Shaul, arose and went to David in the forest to strengthen and encourage him by God. "Vayomer elav, al tira, ki lo timtza'acha yad Shaul avi, ve'ata timloch al Yisrael, va'anochi eyelecha lemishneh. Vigam Shaul avi yodeaken." He said to him, "Do not be afraid, for my father will not find you. You will reign over Israel, and I will be your second in command. Even my father knows it is so." Once again, they made a covenant, this time before Hashem, and Yonatan returned home. We can't help but be struck here by how lonely David must have been. He was isolated from his family, with no one in whom he can confide his own feelings and concerns. Yes, he's surrounded by supporters, but ultimately, he's the one who's responsible for their welfare, and he has no peer among them. They're his subordinates. They're not his equals. Even Eviatar, who as the Kohen Gadol in exile might perhaps equal him in position, is under David's protection. How sensitive is Yonatan, who even at a distance intuits David's loneliness and risks his life to offer him a few words of chizuk, of encouragement, and revitalize his sense of purpose, reminding him that he is cared for by both God and man. Pasuk Yotzet, verse 19, "Vaya'alu zifim el Shaul hagiv'ata, lemor, halo David mistaterimanu bam tzadot b'chorsha b'giv'ata chachila asher miyimin ha'yishimon." Some of the Zifim, not all, but some, went up to Shaul in Giv'ah to tell him that David was hiding among them and gave Shaul detailed information about where to find him. The Gemara in Sota 48b records a machloket, a disagreement among the sages, as to the meaning of the term zifim. Rabbi Yochanan argues that they are called by that name because they are false talebearers. Ziyuf in Hebrew means forgery, lezayef, to fake something, while Rabbi Elazar maintains that it simply alludes to their place of residence, in Zif. The Midrash Shocher Tov comments on the prayerful psalm that David composed at this time in Tehillim Perak Nun Dalid, chapter 54. Lamnatzeach bin ginot maskil David. Bivo hazifim vayomru leshaul hallo David mistater imanu. When the zifim came and said to Shaul, is not David hiding among us? The Midrash explains that when the zifim saw that Shaul had accepted the slander of Doeg HaEdomi against David, they, who were skilled in the art of Lashon Hara, decided to serve Shaul in this manner. And for this reason, the Midrash teaches, a king has to be exceptionally cautious in his choice of advisors. For once he admits even one evildoer into his sphere, others follow, and his judgment is forever impaired. The Zifim encouraged Shaul to pursue David, promising to hand him over as soon as the opportunity would arise. Shaul blessed the Zifim for their compassion for him, unlike his own advisors, whom he had accused of conspiring against him. He sent them back to further scout out and ascertain all David's hiding places and bring back a report so that he might seek him successfully. So they arose and returned to Zif in the service of Shaul, and David heard about the plan. While some of the locals had betrayed David, it seems that others had remained loyal to him. So David had a short time to conceal himself before Shaul arrived on the scene. Pasuk Chavav 26, Vayelech Shaul mitzad ha'har mizeh, v'David v'anashav mitzad ha'har mizeh. Vayhi David nechpaz lalechet mipnei Shaul, v'Shaul v'anashav otrim el David ve'el anashav l'tofsam. Shaul and his men were on one side of the mountain, while David and his men were on the other side. And David was rushed to get away from Shaul, but Shaul was closing in on him. And his men circled David, and his men were about to capture them. And at that precise moment, Umalach ba'el Shaul lemor, Mahara velecha, ki pashtu plishtim al haaretz. A messenger came to Shaul saying, hurry, go, for the plishtim have spread out in the land. So Shaul retreated from pursuing David and went to meet the Plishtim. And that is why that place became known as Sela HaMachlokot, the boulder of disagreement. For as Rashi explains, Shaul's own heart was divided as to whether to continue his pursuit of David or to abandon that pursuit and defend the nation against the incursion of the Plishtim. The Midrash Shocher Tov on Tehillim chapter 18 cites a disagreement between the sages as to whether the Malach, the messenger, was divine or human. The Midrash gives us some insight into the background of the story. When David saw that he was surrounded by Shaul's forces, he began to question why Shmuel had bothered to anoint him in the first place, saying, where is his anointed one now? Where is his promise? All men are liars. Hashem replied, are you calling Shmuel a liar? I will prove to you and all of Israel that Shmuel is trustworthy. And at that moment, sent the messenger to redirect Shaul. Rabbi taught that the Malach was an angel sent from heaven, while Rabbi Yudan maintained that he was a human messenger, just divinely ordained to appear at precisely the right moment. Rabbi Pinchas argued on behalf of Rabbi's opinion. Does a human messenger instruct? If he were a human messenger, he would simply have imparted information that Plishtim are plundering the land. But since he instructed Shaul to get up, hurry, and go fight the Plishtim, he must have been a heavenly angel with a divine message. Shaul, having temporarily turned his attention from David to the national stage, David left the area of the Zifim to safer haven in the area around En Gedi. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui nishmot imhotenu hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer aleha ha-shalom, and Sarah Schenker aleha ha-shalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.